Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. June 16th, Pleasing the Father.
All this week, Derek's teaching focuses on what it means to be a child of God. Today he shows us how an attitude of wanting to please our Heavenly Father is the antidote to overwhelming personal ambition. In Philippians 2 verse 3, Paul warned us, servants of the Lord, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit. Over the years, I've observed that one persistent, pervasive problem in the church is personal ambition and competition among leaders, specifically ministers. Lest I sound judgmental, let me add that I observed this tendency first and foremost in my own life. We often make the mistake of equating security with success. We think, if I build the biggest church or hold the largest meeting, or amass the most names on my mailing list, I will be secure. But this is a delusion. In actual fact, the more we aim at personal success, the less secure we become. We're continually threatened by the possibility that someone might build a bigger church, or hold a larger meeting, or amass more names on his mailing list. As for me, I've found my perfect pattern in Jesus, who said, "The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him." I'm no longer motivated by personal ambition. I've discovered a sweeter, purer motive, simply to please my Father. I'm training myself to approach every situation and decision with a single, simple question. How can I please my Father? In times of frustration or apparent failure, I seek to turn my focus from trying to solve the problem to maintaining an attitude that is pleasing to my Father. As servants of Christ, there will be no competition among us if we're motivated by the simple desire to please our Father. Harmony and mutual concern take the place of striving and self-seeking. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Jesus, that you have redeemed me. I proclaim that my motive in life is to please my Father because I am a child of God. Amen. Derek Prince Ministries. Reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.